Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. Next up, we have a brand new topic that we have never covered before. I don't think we've covered it at all on RCR in the past year and plus that we've been going. I've got the beautiful Ginny Jones joining me today. We're going to be talking about ET contact. Welcome to the show, Ginny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, I know you were with us in 2023 and we talked about healing and spirituality. Well, we got you back today to talk a little bit on a different level. Before we get into that, for those of you that don't know Ginny, Ginny Jones is a multidimensional healer, a quantum light DNA activator, intuitive reader, ghost buster, soul rescuer, and transformational life coach. She has an ET contact group where she's the facilitator on her property, I believe. And she also channels personal multidimensional coded designs for people. And when these designs are worked with or meditated with, they often have a profound effect on the person and their life. All of Ginny's work is done distantly, online, via Zoom or phone. And Ginny works with many different beings, spirit, interdimensional, and ET. Well, firstly, I want to say to our listeners, if this topic is new to you or almost even uncomfortable to you, I invite you to just have an open mind and we're going to just see where the conversation goes. I'm going to do my best to ask genuine questions that I've got, but also questions that I think my listeners might be wondering and asking themselves. So Ginny, let's dive in here. How did you become interested in somebody who now works in the area of ETs?
Okay, well, I had a healing practice in Auckland. I mean, the best thing I can do is probably say my own experience, how that happened. Yeah. So I had a healing practice in Auckland and I was getting people on the table and obviously doing healing. And while I was doing healing, often, because I am a clairvoyant as well, often their spirit family would come in and I'd see them. Also, I started getting guides coming in and I'd see them as well. And then I'd get the odd, a very unusual creature come in. And that would normally happen when I was working on perhaps another medium or another healer. And then I would ask whoever it was that was on the table at the end of the healing session, is there anyone that you actually saw in the room with us? And every single time, the people that I had unusual creatures that were in the room, they would say yes, and I'd say, well, what did it look like? And they'd explain and I'd go, wow, that's exactly who I saw. And that one circumstance that I'm thinking about is the unconditional love that came from this being I've never felt before in my life. It was just flooding with unconditional love for the person that was on the table, who was a medium herself. So I'm used to having other dimensional contact is what I want to say. I've always been interested in science fiction. So was my dad. We were both very avid science fiction fans right from when I can remember. Anyway, the first time I actually had contact, because I was all about spirit in my work, it was guides, spirit family, you know, and all of that was all about that, not ET. And I'd actually gone to do a Deb Weber workshop during the day, this particular day, when I first had contact. And we were going around friends for a meal that night. And I came home from the workshop, we got ready, we went down around the friend's house, we'd had our meal, and all of a sudden, the light in the room started flashing like crazy. And I noticed the other lights were also flickering. And I thought it was something spiritual happening because I also felt a change in the atmosphere. I'm very sensitive to atmospheres and I felt a change. And behind my two friends who are not into this subject, I will say, there was a ramp slider and the curtains were open. And I could see a plane going past and I could see a couple of stars. And anyway, the light got really crazy. And I wanted to go to, I just said to everyone, right, I'm just going to the bathroom because I wanted to see if the lights in the rest of the house were going nuts as well. And they were flickering as well. So I came back, sat down. I thought, there's something strange going on here. What is it? And then the next minute, in between my two friends who were sat opposite me and the ranch slider behind them, I saw this little grey being who was probably about 4 feet tall, staring at me through the window with big eyes. I've drawn them because I'm an artist. I can also draw. And I've drawn them and literally for about 10 seconds, and then they've completely vanished. And I got the impression when I sat down, because I wasn't frightened at all or anything. I just thought, I can't wait to tell my husband when we get out of here. And I literally got the impression put in my mind, we're watching you. And I thought, oh, well, that's different. And I just guessed it was to do with my healing work and the healing that I was doing on people. And so I, you know, as soon as we left, I told my husband, and we went back, and I started going out at night just to let the dogs out for the last thing. And I would see flashbulbs in the sky. And also my daughter and my husband would also see these flashbulbs. And they were normally in three, and it would just be three light flashes, and it was often moving. Didn't really know what it was. I just thought it was to do with spirit stuff. And then about 3 weeks later, I was working on a client, and this hologram of this ET actually came and stood in the corner of the room. And I've explained, you know, I've spoken to Mary Rodwell, who is in Australia. She's like Australia's ET lady. And I've spoken to her, and many people have seen similar looking beings. And you could see that the material on the gown this being was wearing was shimmering like it was alive, and an unusual shaped head and eyes and everything else. And anyway, I had to carry on working on the client because I had a client on the table, so I couldn't react. I had to carry on working on the client. And then this ET, who I think was Arcturian, I'm not 100% sure, started putting images in my mind of the energetic layers of the aura of the body. Anyone who knows about healing will know about the aura and the chakras and all that. And what I could do by sticking my hands in there and moving stuff around, like moving the energy around, not really knowing what I'm doing. I'm just following with the guidance that I'm being given. Anyway, that lasted for about 3 weeks. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit. After I saw that first little grey ET, I was like, oh, my God, I've seen an ET. And I'm like, then I'm on what online tapping away going, is there anyone else in New Zealand that's had ET contact, and trying to find other people that have had ET contact.
Were you Googling or did you actually post something on Facebook about that?
No, I Googled it. Googled it. Any other groups? Yeah. And I found there was a C5 and there was another Arcturian group. But I contacted C5 first. Anyway, I met up with one of the guys from the C5, and he showed me and told me about a lot of his contact, and showed me footage and photographs of actual crafts, and what, because he's been over to the States and done a lot of ET work over a number of years. This all happened, I will say, 17 years ago. And so I then went, you know, went on C5 groups and did my own groups here, and I've had so much contact since. It's been absolutely unbelievable. Literally, most people would think I'm nuts, but I'm not, I can assure you.
I'm keen to ask you, when you say contact, right? Because, well, there's so much we can talk about, but I want to go back to basics in a minute. But when you say contact, yeah. So it's the appearance of something in your presence, hologram or whatever. It's not like most people would think ETs, like they see a spaceship in the sky.
Yep,
this is different. This is something in standing in front of you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there's many different ways of contact. There's like seeing a being like I did the first time. There's that. There's seeing like the hologram of a being. We've also seen like scintillating energy on the ground that's moving, and you can stick your hand in it and move your hand around, and there's all these sparkles on your hand. So that is another form of contact. We've seen flash bulbs in the sky, which again, like come like normally in threes, but they can be more than that. We've seen what looks like, we call it an alleged shooting star, what looks like a shooting star, but you just know it's not because it's short distance. It looks a bit different, you know, and lots of different flashes. My daughter and myself have seen like an energy ball craft fly so quickly from by our place, by the sea here, right up over the Kaimais, but up into space. And we just caught it, both of us, out the corner of our eye. And it was like an energy ball with a purpley sort of center. Mm. We've seen that. We've had what I call ground flashes. And that is a point of light coming from not up in space, but actually down nearer the ground, but above the trees. So it's still quite high up. And it's a point of light that comes out and lights up the whole ground like it's daylight. And then you follow the light as it tracks back and goes up to this point again and disappears. So that's another form of contact. People have in circle, people have been touched. I've heard an actual ET speaking. And what it sounded like was somebody, if anyone knows about light language, it sounded just like somebody speaking light language. Mm. If you don't know what light language is, please Google it. And we were in circle then. So at the end of the meditation, we normally share if anyone's had an experience. So I said, yes, I heard something behind me speaking this strange language. And the guy that was next to me also heard it. He said, yes, I heard that too. So you know that it's something going on when you've got someone else that's heard things or seen things. We've had also contact with what we feel are nature beings, and they're I don't know whether they're actually from space here looking after nature or whether they're actually here on Earth living and looking after nature, but we've had what we call contact with them as well, which has been absolutely amazing because you can hear them walking. You can't see them, but you can actually hear a two-legged thing walking and coming to stand right in front of you. And, you know, you just literally got to stand there with your heart open. You can't have any fear because the moment they feel or sense fear from you, they won't approach you. They won't come up close because they don't want to frighten us. Mm. So I just want to really say to everyone out there, all the ET contact I've had has not been anything to be frightened of at all. It's literally something to be inquisitive about. And, you know, you've just got to remember that they are so advanced, they can read our energy signatures without us even knowing it. We've had beings come in the house and turn the TV off, and you could feel the atmosphere change and it feels really spooky. But I know it's not spooky. I just know it's them come in. They've turned the TV off. And as soon as anyone starts feeling any fear, they literally, the energy dissipates and they go. And they really don't want to frighten us.
Well, it's such a fascinating topic because some people, whatever percentage of the population, I don't know, some people will be like, that's crazy. It's not a thing, right? They'll refute any presence of ETs. And other people will be like, oh my goodness, I would love to see, you know, that they're intrigued, they're interested, but they haven't experienced anything like that. And then a certain percentage will be like you, where they've had some sort of contact. So first of all, thank you for outlining the different ways that that contact shows up, because most people would have one or two set ways that they imagine. Thank you for walking us through. One basic fundamental I do want to cover, ET. So we're talking about extraterrestrial contact. So extraterrestrial literally means like extra, like land, right? Terrain is probably for the word from the word Latin word land or ground. Right. And so it's, I mean, some people think, oh, space exists, and some people think space doesn't exist, you know, but all sorts of things going on. Yeah. So what is your explanation or definition of ETs? Like, what does that mean?
So I would class them to be other dimensional beings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can be here. Some can be from other planetary systems. I mean, we've actually seen, some people have seen like what looks like metal crafts. I haven't seen one of those. I have seen fairly recently, actually, about 3 months ago when I had a group here, we saw a set of lights all in sequence going over the top of us very slowly. It lasted for about 20 minutes. And we think those lights would have been about two rugby pitches in length, possibly one in width. And so that we know that that was a massive craft. And it was going over really slowly. And we all saw it. There was four of us in the group. One guy in the group used to be a surgeon and, you know, has worked in hospitals and worked for the pharmaceutical companies in the past and all sorts of things. Many of the other people that I've sat in circle with are top, you know, they've got businesses, they're people that have come over from the States also that have sat in circle with have got top jobs, and you know, I'm not going to mention who they are or anything, but there's a real mix of people, from healers, psychics, to top business people, to obviously people like Stephen Greer over in the States, who founded the C5 movement. Yeah, many, many different people that actually have seen and had contact. And if most people think back throughout their life, there quite possibly could be some sort of weird experience they've had that they can't explain, mm-hmm. whether it be spiritual or whether it be other dimensional. But even my husband, him and a friend when they were younger, saw something up on the hill which they couldn't explain. So most people have had some form of contact. I believe, I don't know if this is totally correct or not, but I believe that because the Earth is going through and humanity is going through some massive changes, contact is happening and has been happening already via people like me, not just me. There's thousands all over the planet that have had contact. Millions, in fact. And I believe that's how contact with, I will say, the nice beings is happening. And it's getting more and more. So more of us that hold groups, more and more people that raise their own vibration, their own good vibes, if you like, and you know, become better people in themselves, do the healing work, and rise up within themselves, if you like. I think more and more people like that will get contact, because the way I see it is, if you think of dimensional levels and frequency, the more that we can raise our frequency and expand our consciousness and be more open, compassionate, loving, and all those things, and the best you can be, the more we're going to attract that type of energy or being or ET, you know, or whatever, down. Again, you can, you know, if somebody wants contact and they're not having it, you can set the intention literally by being the best person you can be loving. If somebody's having, you know, if we're having contact and we're out on the field and someone's starting to feel fear, one of the things that I say to them to do is literally just stand there, because we're out in the pitch black, you know. It's
okay. So when you say field, you are literally standing in a field.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
In the Bay of Plenty somewhere, yeah. In the dark at night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If we're here, we're out in by the side of my house. Other places, we're out and it's dark. So we are obviously only going at night so we can look at the stars and all that. And, you know, someone in the group, maybe they haven't done it before or anything, and they start feeling fear, I just say to them, look, It's okay. All you need to do is think of everybody in your life that you absolutely love dearly, or your pets, your family, even people that have passed over, because that immediately grounds you back into your heart space and makes you feel that love blood through your body. So that settles your whole nervous system down as well. So yeah, that's what I say to people. Just expand your heart. I mean, we've literally, because when you first do it, it is a bit, oh my goodness, what is going to present itself? So you stood there in the dark and you literally have your hands down and wide open, not closed or anything like this. You're literally wide open like that. And you just got to really be in your heart space and expand your heart out and allow that to go out through your aura. And you'll start attracting beings in of like energy, I will say. Mm. And that includes some nature spirits.
So I want to talk about nature spirits again. So for those that are listening, something you mentioned earlier, Ginny, was that a lot of people would have incidences or experiences in their life that they just can't explain. So if you feel like you've had one of those, we would love to hear about it. You can just say, yes, I have. You don't have to tell us the details, but you're welcome to tell us the details. 2057 on the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Also, the fact that you said, I feel like it's escalating, like the frequency as the consciousness shifts on the planet, as we can call it the awakening, or we can call it more like raising the frequency. More people are, I think, maybe open to or interested in connecting with things greater than just, you know, the local dairy and the grocery store and the to-do list and the high school, you know, the school drop. Yeah. And they're wanting to just, you know, they're open, they're curious. But for other people that they think, oh my goodness, I would hate to stand in that field and I wouldn't like to do that. Probably that if they're at that frequency, they probably won't be approached because that's not something.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. So like that's good. It's important.
Yeah. ET will read everyone's signature. So we've all got an energy signature. So that in that signature, it's, you know, whether you're feeling fearful, whether you're anxious, whether you're stressed, whether you're open-hearted and they can feel love vibrating out, or compassion for all living creatures, you know, stuff like that. So they will read your field. And if they sense, even sometimes our consciousness can be, oh my God, this is great, I'm having contact, but your body as a separate entity can go into fear by itself.
Yeah.
And it's literally old stored memories from perhaps childhood, you know, someone feeling the monster under the bed or in the closet or whatever. And your body can go into fear over that. And again, coming back into that beautiful heart-centered space will stop it. But ET do not want to frighten us. So if they sense fear, they will not approach. They might bring some nice scintillating energy up, but they will not approach because they do look different. I've drawn a lot of the ones that I've had contact with, and they look very different.
Oh, please message me with an image, a drawing. Now, there also will be people who are either not interested, or they don't believe, or it's totally contradictory from a religious perspective. They won't want. They probably would have already turned off this interview, actually. But if they're still listening, so again, if they don't believe or they're not interested, it's, you know, that's fine. That's their choice, and they won't be approached as such. Yes, I would like to see the pictures. I am definitely intrigued. I mean, I've got friends that are spiritual in very different versions of that word and what that means, both religious right through to talking about ETs as we are today. So I was going to ask you, and we've already answered it, but if there's anything else people can do if they are interested in seeing, like, I would love to see these nature beings. Specifically for me, it's like, ooh, the nature beings definitely appeals to me. Is there any things we can do in our home environment or our heart environment to be able to raise the likelihood of that?
Absolutely. I mean, just be the best person you can be. Be loving to all creatures, you know, be compassionate to all beings. Obviously, we're human, so we all slip and react in perhaps a way we don't want to react at times. But if we can just bring ourselves back into that compassionate space, it's like I want to say Buddhism has got it right, because not that I am a Buddhist, because I'm not, but they have compassion for all creatures. Like, it, you know, I don't particularly like cockroaches or whitetails. So I will kill a whitetail if I get one come in the house. Cockroaches I do try and save and get out, but they move so quickly, that's very difficult at times. So some of these beings may look very different, like something might be quite frightening to look at. So you've got to get used to, if you want contact, get used to being that compassionate person to all living creatures. So how to actually get contact is, if you want to connect to nature spirits, probably you can connect with them during the day, but if there's a crowd of you, it won't work. You want to go off into the bush somewhere or into your garden and just sit quietly, go into a meditation state and set the intention that you're open and ready to connect to any beings that may be around. And then you've got to be really vigilant at what's going on around you, because sometimes it can be really subtle. So during the day, a nature being might, even if it's not windy, you might see a leaf that's going like this, waving up and down. Mm-hmm. And there's no wind. You know, there's nothing possible that can actually be moving it in our realms. That is often a sign that there's a nature being right there. You might, if you're a sensitive person, you might just get the feeling that you're not alone, that there's someone there, you can't see them. You might feel them. They might be hiding behind a tree, or you might see like a spark of light. Sometimes you can see a spark of light during the daytime in the bushes or in the trees. At night, it's a little bit different at night. If you go into the bush at night or into your garden at night and sit somewhere quiet, where you open your heart up, go into that meditation state and set the intention that you're ready to connect, that you come with good intentions and a loving open heart, and you've got no fear. And then you might start to see, because I think they're more frightened of us than what we are of them, to be honest. And so it can start off very subtle. You might see that scintillating energy in the trees, like tiny weeny little sparks of light. You might hear stuff like something moving behind a tree or in the bush. We've been out on the field and we have been stood on the bush line and we have heard two-legged crunch, 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 like massively loud, like there's something huge in there that's walking along. We're not quite sure what that was, but again, you can stand there with an open heart and let them know that they do not need to be frightened of you. Because I think a lot of them are, because of, obviously, if they're looking at what's happening in humanity, why wouldn't they be? At nighttime, that's the best thing to do. Like a few weeks ago, John and I, we decided we'd go and sit at night in the bush, but we actually were looking for deer, because we get deer coming into our back paddock. And we were looking for deer. So we thought, well, go in at dusk, we'll get the chairs set out, we'll get nice warm clothes on. So we went in and we sat down, pitch black all around us. And we're hoping to hear deer coming. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'd actually like to connect to the nature spirit. So in my mind, I'm going, oh, please, if you're there, can you please just show yourselves or give us a sign of some sort that you're here? And so we're sat up on a bit of a ridge in the bush amongst all the trees. And I know that the land goes down in front of us. And I start to see this ball of light to start it off very, very small. And then it started to grow and then it would fade out and then grow out light again and fade out and grow out light. And I thought, that's them. I know it is, because what else could be doing this in the bush, pitch black at night? It doesn't look like eyes or, you know, anything else. And I just knew it was them. And that was how they were going to show me that they were there. So if we had stayed sitting there, by the way, I pulled John over and said, can you see that light down there? And he said, yes, I can. And it, again, he was seeing it fading in and out. So it wasn't just me that's seeing it.
Right.
I think if we'd have stayed there, possibly they might have got used to us and might have got a little bit braver and perhaps presented themselves in a bit of a different way. I don't know. But we both got really cold and we ended up coming off.
We just finished watching a TV show with my husband and I with our youngest teenager, and it's called Spiderwick. It's got Christian Slater in it, and it's got like elementals, you know, fairies and a troll and other monster thingy. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we have no shortage of films all about, you know, space and different creatures and extraterrestrials and things. And then there's a certain percentage of the population that will watch all of that stuff. But it's just the movies, you know, there's no way any of that actually exists. And I'm kind of like, I'm like, I am about everything. I'm pretty much like, well, you know, possibly, like, I'm totally open to a lot of that being absolutely, you know, true. And I'm open to it. I'm just so curious about it. Do you feel like people are being more open to what could be out there? You know, the fact humanity, you know, there's more to us. There's more to us than we've been told. There's more to the universe than we've been told.
Oh, totally. Absolutely, totally. I think that the indigenous people on this planet, they have their connection to the earth and the nature spirits, and also the stars like the Maori and Matariki, which we're going through right now. And that is about what we would call in from the UK is the seven sisters, or the Pleiades. And that's about, you know, star beings coming down to Earth. Look at Egypt. If you look at some of the hieroglyphs in Egypt, there's actually hieroglyphs of spaceships and beings with elongated skulls, you know. And so throughout history, I think that there has been very much so amongst indigenous. I think or I feel that perhaps, you know, with society, the way it's gone, we've lost a lot of that, like we've lost the connection to the earth. I mean, we are earth beings, we're earth creatures, and we should be consciously connecting to the earth and physically connecting to the earth on a regular basis and having respect for the earth and all life on earth and everything else. I think we've just lost it, you know, in society at the moment. But like I said, the indigenous people, a lot of them haven't. They still connect. They still honor the earth. They still, you know, you know, shamans, many people like myself who honor the earth, and people who aren't even into healing and stuff like that. They have that deep connection with nature and the earth. And it goes beyond this realm, that connection. It's a deep inner soul knowing, if you like.
I guess you get to have a lot of people reach out to you who are now newly or now curious about this. I mean, I know you run the events in the field as such. We're almost running out of time, but I do want to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about what is coming up, because you, myself, and Craig Lyle, we did a online healing event. Well, really, I was just the MC. You two were doing the work, but this was online distance healing that we ran in June, and we're doing it again in July. So do you want to just mention that? It's on the 17th at 7 p.m. So mention that. And also anything else you've got coming up that my listeners might be interested in if they want to learn more about connecting with ETs.
Okay, yeah, cool. So, Quantum Harmony Healing, that is going to be a powerful event that's coming up. It was powerful last time, got some amazing feedback. We've kept it a lower price to make it affordable for people. My team that I work with, my team that I work with have told me to tell people that their whole energetic signature will be recalibrated to a higher frequency. And that is on the 17th at 7 o'clock, and of course it's the seventh month, and in numerology the seven is all about spiritual opening and higher consciousness and connecting up that. In September and I hope people can come and join us, by the way, on the 17th, because you will not regret it. It's going to be very powerful. Coming up, I've got Empower and Connect with four other wonderful women, and we're doing a five-week course that starts in September. Each one of us is doing a whole week of different things. I'm doing intuition and how to open your intuition and all that. For people that are interested in either ET contact or have had contact with either ET or spiritual or ghosts or anything like that, that they find worrying or anything else, they can contact me on ginnyspiritualart@gmail.com. That's my email address.
Okay.
And I will help, I'll connect with them and help answer any questions that they might have. Because I know when sometimes people who don't know anything about anything like this and they first have contact, it can be a very scary thing. So I'm quite happy. I've had people in the past come to me that have had literally overnight opening and contact, and they've been so worried that they've got a brain tumor or something, and they've gone and had tests done, and the doctors can't find anything because they're just seeing things everywhere all the time. And so I've had people in the past contact me like that. I call that an instant awakening.
Right.
And I've managed to help them. It's normal. Don't worry. If you're waking up, you've obviously, it's happened instantly for you. Don't worry about it. We can work through this and just help them through to bring it all down and anchor it so they can then be in control of it. Because that's what people have got to remember. They're in control of it as well.
Exactly. And that's why this interview and this whole entire show is designed to empower people. So we're presenting this topic to people. And if they have had an experience, or they want to, they can get in touch. I know you're also on Instagram. And so in terms of that event with Craig and you, the Quantum Harmony Healing, tickets are at CraigLyle.com, or probably they can find you on social media and also for your Empowered and Connect. What's your name on Instagram?
Ginny Intuitive Services.
Okay, great.
On Instagram, yeah. And Facebook, I'm Ginny Jones or Virginia Jones on there. I'm on LinkedIn as well. And YouTube, got a YouTube channel with loads of information on it about healing and how to open up. And
Ginny Jones on YouTube?
I'm Virginia Jones on YouTube, but you'll find me if you Google.
Okay. Yeah. We will endeavor to put all of those links on the replay page. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this interview. Send us a text or an email. Ginny, anything else to wrap things up before we say goodnight? Good farewell.
I just want to say to people, don't be frightened of it. If you're having an experience, it literally is just an experience and you are in charge. Just feel your own inner power and your own inner strength and beam that light out and radiate love. We've really got to come back to create the new earth. We've got to come back to love and being in that loving, compassionate space.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ginny, for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.